I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. It seems diplomacy is failing to solve the crisis in Ukraine. Two worrisome developments today. The Ukrainian government accused Russia of amassing military forces near the border between the two countries. And a court in Russia issued an arrest warrant for a Ukrainian politician on charges of inciting terrorism. All through this crisis, Russia has claimed that Ukraine has been taken over by neo-fascists who are putting ethnic Russians in peril. I asked Kiev-based reporter Alex Klymenov to tell me more about the now-wanted Ukrainian politician, Dmytro Yarosh.
Well, nobody really heard about Dmytro Yarosh until about the middle of these three-month-long protests that were happening in Kiev. He came to attention when the organization that he was in charge of, the Right Sector, basically reignited the protest movement about mid-January, when suddenly it moved from a peaceful protest on Independence Square to a violent clash with riot police. And everybody was asking themselves who these people were who marched equipped with bats. They were wearing hockey uniforms. So they marched from Independence Square towards the barricade, and they clashed with riot police that were guarding the street leading to the government quarter. And that's when the first deaths occurred during this protest. And that's when Dmytro Yarosh came into attention, because he was in charge of the Right Sector.
So what is it about Right Sector that makes it such a violent group? I mean, I've been reading that they're still camped out in the Maidan with bottles filled with gasoline, Molotov cocktails on the ready, even though nothing's going on.
Well, there are lots of people camped out on Maidan, not only the Right Sector, but also many other people. People don't really see them as a violent group, that's the thing, especially here in Kiev. People who have witnessed the protest firsthand, they don't see them as a violent group. They see them as warriors. And actually, quite a decent number of people praised them for what they did, because this protest was going really nowhere, and nobody could really predict where it would end and when.
So tell me a bit more about their leader, Dmytro Yarosh. Where did he come from, and what was he doing before he led Right Sector?
He is originally from, surprisingly, from eastern Ukraine, the more Russian-speaking industrial part of the country. He is 42, and he was leading some of these smaller nationalistic groups that really didn't play any role in the Ukrainian politics, but they were sort of disintegrated. And Dmytro Yarosh tried to somehow coordinate them, and this is how they came together and organized this group that later became known as the Right Sector, and he was their leader. He produced several manifestos, and recently he announced that he'd be running for president.
Right, and he's not expected to win many votes. So the big question today is, why does a court in Russia want Yarosh arrested?
Well, that's a question. Well, one of the ideas is that Russia just wants to portray at least one of the protest leaders as a terrorist, and they want to make that sound official. So that's why the arrest warrant was issued on the grounds of terrorism, just so they can repeat the word all the time.
Does a Russian court actually have any jurisdiction over a Ukrainian?
Of course not.
So what does this arrest warrant actually mean? Not much, it seems.
Well, it means that the media can say that the Russian court issued a warrant to arrest a Ukrainian protest leader on the grounds of terrorism. And that's exactly the idea behind Russian media messages. So you would combine the words Ukraine and terrorism, Ukraine and anti-Semitism, protest and anti-Semitism, terrorism. So these words circulate in the world media and create a false picture of what's really going on inside Ukraine.
You say a false picture of what's going on inside Ukraine, but as for Yarosh, I mean, they're slinging a lot of mud at him, that he's a terrorist. They say he's a thug. Is there any truth to what they're saying?
Well, there have been no facts that would have presented Dmytro Yarosh as a terrorist, really. That's definitely not the way that people in Ukraine see Yarosh. Who people in Ukraine see as thugs are the former riot police, not really the Right Sector. The Right Sector were actually, together with the Maidan self-defense movement, they were protecting the streets of Kiev during the height of the protests. They were trying to protect the public order because the police was absolutely doing nothing.
Reporter Alex Klimanov in Kiev there. On a related note, Russia's seizure of Crimea is spurring the European Union to try and end decades of dependence on Russian gas. The idea is for the EU to develop its own energy supplies and to tap into the Americans' now abundant resources. At trade talks in Brussels this week, EU negotiators are pressing the U.S. to make importing liquefied natural gas to EU easier. Then there's the cost. The EU's trade commissioner lamented that while U.S. natural gas may be cheaper to buy, transporting it to European countries could double the price.